isolate to protect others. Be considerate to the contagiousness. Spontaneous, simultaneous germ swapping can be instantaneous, yet hand washing can help stopping the virus. I understand if coronavirus attacks your plans, swells your glands, gives you a hard time with respiration. To prevent, we must go under isolation. Do what we can to fight this pandemic. It's serious, man, I get it. A vaccine we need, then spread it. To cure, to clean, to save lives, we need more medics. But what I don't understand is why there was not an urge before this. No surge as drastic to fight an invisible virus which takes more and more lives every year as people lose the will to fight. Morbid. They feel that they have no other choice but to forfeit. A mental pandemic. It's just not talked about enough, not explored enough, not worldwide reassured or even coped with or even cured enough. It is endured too much. When coronavirus finally gets stuck and gets beaten up, there will still be us. There will still be some in isolation, solitary confinement of their own minds. Mine is like a triangle, isosceles. The obsessive intrusive thoughts that bother me are equal to the compulsive rituals that hostage me, followed by the short term of either relief or uncertainty, which certainly burdens me. OCD's hypocrisy. It's possibly the laughing monstrosity that angers me. An imposter, he never checks on me. If I'm doing all right, I am his mockery, working on his time non-stop, on his clock of ferocity. When he finally leaves, I feel like an apostrophe, a nobody, like I've missed something, incomplete. So lonely, I feel I never win the freedom trophy. He just comes back with more attacks. I guess all mental health sufferers are at war. All I'm trying to say is that if we can all react together and actually listen to the scare of this virus, when it's all over, can we still pull together, show that we do care for each other, and talk, you know, fight the silence?